This is a sensitive situation. Imagine you're a kid who has given up on school, and then a social worker shows up on your doorstep.
I've had families look through the blinds and then not come to the door.
That's Heidi Berger, a CMS social worker who has made these house calls for the past 15 years. Usually she calls ahead, and often the family has second thoughts about talking to her.
They think about it, and they don't want to talk about the issues, or maybe they're scared because of the title social worker, what I could do.
She hopes this doesn't happen this time. Berger is here to convince a high school senior to come back to school. Superintendent Heath Morrison is accompanying her on the visit. It's a well-kept neighborhood of one-story houses in North Charlotte.
They've just walked up to the house. They've knocked. This is about their third knock. They're waiting, but no one seems to be opening the door.
But just a few minutes later, the girl and her mother drive up to the house and invite the two in. They talk for about 20 minutes. Then Morrison and Berger come out.
They've been through a lot.
They have been. There's a lot of family circumstances and life circumstances, and it just they've got a lot on their plate. But they really understand the importance of getting the high school diploma, and so they're willing to do the things that need to happen. So, yeah.
Kids who haven't missed too many days can often go back to school, enroll in the same classes, and take online recovery courses to get up to speed. Or they can take extra courses after school. CMS also has a center where students can learn at their own pace. But for teenagers who have missed a whole lot of school, the effort is to connect them to community college to get a GED.
If it was just the academic program, that would be the easiest part for us to solve, but it's not usually that cut and dry.
That's why school social workers often call in other agencies to help. Sometimes kids drop out to work. Other kids have a hard time keeping up with the rest of their class. They have problems with addiction or mental health.
What often happens is we'll get them back into school and things are going well, but then the first time there's a stumbling block, then we revert back to some of the things that cause a young person to drop out.
The talk seems to have encouraged the girl. She has a request for Morrison and Berger.
She just came back and asked to take a picture.
She has a picture with the superintendent.
She does. And she gets a hug.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.